CBS News brief. Hurricane Melissa zeroes in on Jamaica, a slow-moving Category 5 storm with top sustained winds of 185 miles an hour. Dawn Harper-Nelson is visiting there on a business trip.
Earlier in the week, the Jamaicans, they are so cool, calm, and collected. But as it kind of got closer to last night, things kind of got heated and got turned up and everyone was nervous.
New U.S. military action in the Pacific Ocean.
We heard from Secretary Hegseth, and, you know, he had said that this is going to be a daily occurrence. He said three strikes, four vessels. Two of them were hit with one strike.
Well, CBS's Charlie Daggett says the targets were alleged drug boats, 14 dead, one survivor. President Trump's in Tokyo signing a trade deal with Japan.
America's once again a manufacturing nation and something that we haven't talked about for a long time. Japan has been with us all the way.
From back in the U.S., his attorneys have appealed his hush money conviction. CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
This report on 540 WAUK is sponsored by Horizons Law Firm. Learn more about divorce coaching online at horizonslaw.com.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The City of Milwaukee, Milwaukee County, Milwaukee Public Schools, the Bucks, faith leaders, and other partners have launched a food drive. It's meant to support families impacted by the pause in food share benefits. That could start Saturday. The drive is in partnership with Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin and Nourish MKE. The effort is collecting non-perishable food and donations to keep local food pantries stocked. Donations are being accepted at city and county buildings, schools, police districts, libraries, and churches across Milwaukee. Mayor Cavalier Johnson says the effort shows Milwaukee's commitment to keeping families fed and cared for while Washington debates. County Executive David Crawley and health leaders also emphasized the need for community support during this tough time. You can find donation details on the City of Milwaukee or Milwaukee County websites. Students at MSOE are speaking out against a federal agency using a campus building. ICE has been leasing space in the Knapp Street building for over 25 years. The lease was set to expire in April. However, it was extended indefinitely. Students say it's frustrating and they want more transparency. MSOE officials say they have no legal power to end the lease early because the government can extend it by law. The building is not a detention center, but it is used by ICE for enforcement operations. Milwaukee officials and state leaders want to tackle unsafe older apartment buildings where sprinklers aren't required by law. Legislation introduced this week would empower local cities to mandate fire prevention measures, create a $10 million fire prevention grant for landlords, and audit existing sprinkler systems. Fire officials say the measures could save lives. Back in May in Milwaukee, five people were killed in a building lacking sprinklers. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
It's the Bucks and the Knicks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks host the New York Knicks. Milwaukee coming off a disappointing loss in Cleveland, 118-113 to fall to 2-1. Bucks center Miles Turner.
Being new to this group, you know, my key messaging to everybody was like, you got to look forward, you know, to playing from behind. You know, it's the NBA, stuff's gonna happen. At times you can find yourself in unfortunate positions, but I just think it's very important that, you know, if we want to be, you know, a playoff caliber team or a championship caliber team, we got to, you know, really embrace, you know, being down. And I think we did a good job of that in that third quarter. And, there's no excuses in this league. You know, it doesn't matter who's out there. You know, we all lace them up and try to go out there and compete.
Baseball, Game 4 of the World Series tonight in Los Angeles. The Dodgers leading the series 2-1 over the Blue Jays after winning last night 6-5. The game went past midnight. The Dodgers' Freddie Freeman with a walk-off home run in the bottom of the 18th inning to win the game. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Whether it's a boat stuck in a harbor or a problem with city budgets, we're watching every story. Weekday news at the top and bottom of every hour on 540 WAUK.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of clouds and sunshine on your Tuesday afternoon. Breezy east winds, highs topping out of the upper 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy skies developing, and that breeze stays up with lows of the upper 40s. Mostly sunny, breezy, mid-50s Wednesday. Right now, it's 51.
50% of marriages end in divorce. Many of you listening may need our services. I'm Michelle Fitzgerald, founder of Horizons Law Group in Brookfield. Every divorce is different, so we offer a range of options, including flat fee, limited scope, mediation, and traditional divorce services. Don't go it alone. Educate yourself. Call Horizons Law Group, 262-432-3600, or visit horizonslaw.com. Horizons Law Group, where we educate, collaborate, mediate, or litigate to serve you best.
Matt Nair on air.
Attorney General Pam Bondi said that they had arrested the girlfriend of the head of Antifa. Troy from Mount Horeb is on the line. Good morning, Troy. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. I am the head of Antifa.
You are?
And yes, and I think my wife turned in my girlfriend. So,
oh, you're in trouble now, Troy.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I talk with Chicago attorney Robert Held, who is among the protesters who were detained for protesting outside the ICE facility in Broadview. We discuss his 8 hours in custody.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, top of the Tuesday to you. First of all, my most sincere apologies for not being here with you yesterday. As many of you probably in the Rockies and whatnot are discovering, Portland got hit over the weekend by just a massive storm, one of those atmospheric rivers, which is probably now making its way across the country. It knocked out power here in our building, and our internet provider, Comcast, somehow screwed us up. We got disconnected from them, and then when we reconnected, apparently they assigned us a whole new IP address, and you know, which is like your gateway, your doorway to your internet provider, and didn't inform us. And we were running around like chickens trying to figure out what's the problem here, because we had no internet access at all yesterday. Couldn't do anything. And it took hours to figure it out, and finally figured out that, you know, Comcast had screwed us. Not intentionally. You know, it was some kind of screw up on their end, but in the midst of this power outage. So anyhow, our engineer Chase is here. He's been working hard all day and all day yesterday, and we've got everything redone and reset, and so we're back on the air. But again, my apologies, and especially to our stations, you know, who have relied on us for, in some cases, over 20 years for a regular, daily, reliable live program. We're back. Hold Jamaica in your thoughts over the next few hours. This Cat 5 monster, Hurricane Melissa, is hitting the island. Welcome to climate change hurricanes. I mean, this is just it's going to be a disaster. We've got a lot to talk about today. Is the assault on democracy stronger than we think? Are we nearing permanent fascist control of this country? Also, Bernie nails fascism as Trump and the Republicans scramble to deflect blame from the people who are going hungry amidst the largest healthcare premium hike in the history of the United States. We'll see how this all works out for the GOP. And a maple syrup alert. Canada is preparing to declare America guilty of human rights abuses. How's Trump going to handle that? More tariffs? More warmongering? In the second hour of our program, our buddy Greg Palast is going to drop by. He has met and knows, or knew, Chavez, and knows Maduro. He says, I know drugs are not the reason Trump wants war with Venezuela. This is going to be an interesting conversation for, you know, when Greg was a reporter with the BBC, he was stationed in Venezuela. Also, is corruption the new American dream, a nation rebuilt on the gospel of grift? And this is my daily take from yesterday. We're talking about it today. Also, you think ICE is bad now? The Border Patrol is taking over ICE. And, these guys are even more aggressive. In the third hour of our program, the national redistricting wars, gerrymandering wars, are entering a new phase. It used to be that your vote mostly counted. Now the Democrats are forced to fight fire with fire. We'll talk about that. And also, is this what happens to scientists in a dictatorship? Why Russia just arrested a 70-year-old scientist for backing curbs on Antarctic krill fishing. Wild stuff. So, but to start out, my daily take today over at HartmanReport.com is the assault on democracy stronger than we think and nearing permanent control. And, you know, my point is that Trump and the billionaires, the fascists, the neo-fascist billionaires, and the foreign fascists that he's aligned himself and as a result, you know, the United States, or at least part of the United States, with, are in some ways stronger than I think most Americans realize, and in some ways weaker than some of us who are in despair realize. Now, I'm going to get into the weakness part tomorrow, but today I wanted to talk about the strong part. Stephen Levitsky, the co-author of How Democracies Die, says that there's like this spectrum, you know, on one far side of the line is, you know, democracy, functioning democracy. On the other far end of the line is oligarchy, autocracy, tyranny, despotism, dictatorship. And in between is this thing that he calls competitive authoritarianism. In other words, you have an authoritarian government, it rules by fear, and it exploits the rule of law to go after people that it doesn't like. You know, the way that Trump is going after James Comey right now, for example, or ICE is going after protesters. And yet you still have elections. It's still, quote, competitive. Not really, but sorta. And that's the world that, according to Stephen Levitsky, we are now fully in. And I think it's a reasonable description. You know, they're using the nation systems to skew the rules, to restrict opposition, to weaponize institutions, to vandalize the truth, to destroy and ignore democratic norms. I mean, we're about halfway down that road in just a short 10 months. And the template for this, of course, is Project 2025, which Viktor Orban and his people literally, or perhaps figuratively, I've got to stop using the word literally, Orban and his buddies gave to the Heritage Foundation and, you know, spoke with the people from the Heritage Foundation. And now we've got, I don't know if you caught Rachel's show last night, they're using Pegasus. ICE now has Pegasus. Pegasus is a no-click spyware. It was developed by the Israeli government, if I'm recalling correctly, or an Israeli company. And all they have to know is your cell phone number. And boom, your phone turns into a spying device. They can turn on the camera, you don't know it. They turn on the microphone, you don't know it. You might notice that your phone is getting warm or the battery is burning up, you know, is declining more rapidly than normal. But you have no idea why. There's no way of knowing why. You can't detect this with spyware software, spyware detection software. This is like, you know, military intelligence grade stuff. And Biden outlawed its use in the United States. Well, Trump has allowed now, specifically by executive order, has allowed ICE to use this. And ICE is using this against protesters. Apparently. We don't have the proof of that. We know ICE is using it. We don't know exactly who they're using it against. But I think, you know, protesters are one safe assumption. You know, in Hungary, Viktor Orban is doing this kind of thing. In Russia, Vladimir Putin is doing this kind of thing. And, you know, now we have Trump appointed and even elected officials who are openly defying precedent, openly defying courts and the rule of law, have partisan weaponization of, you know, institutions like the IRS, the FBI, the DOJ that can punish people, dark money influence networks, media that has been captured by oligarchs, and more to come. I don't know if you saw this thing. Taylor Sheridan is the just absolute genius behind a whole bunch of programs, including Yellowstone. And he just canceled his relationship with Paramount because the Ellison father and son, the Ellison families, right-wing billionaires, the second or third richest guy in the world, have taken over, you know, Paramount and CBS and everything associated with it. And he doesn't like the way they're running. These right-wingers are running the company. It's just like you see these little cracks appearing, but now they're talking. The Ellisons are talking about taking over CNN, and MSNBC is going to be spun off in a little while. So, I mean, it's just, you know, wild stuff. So what do we do about this? What do Democrats do? I mean, and I say that as like small D Democrats, people who believe in democracy, as we watch our democracy being deconstructed right in front of us. I think it's fairly straightforward. Obviously, we have to be in the streets. You know, these protest movements, the No Kings movements, are vital. But a protest can be a lot like fireworks. You know, it's really amazing when it happens. But then the smoke clears and you're back to where you were. We've got to be building institutions. We've got to get inside the Democratic Party and motivate it to actually become a progressive institution like it was during the times of Franklin Roosevelt and Lyndon Johnson. We have to join with organizations that are doing the good work out there. You know, Indivisible, 5051, DFA. There's just so many great organizations that we can become parts of. And, you know, if you believe in this republic of citizens, not subjects, we have to become part of it. It's not enough to just, you know, complain on social media, although that's important. I mean, you know, it's a step. Although, you know, I went over to X. I haven't read X in a couple of weeks yesterday. And I was just astonished. The first thing I see is a tweet from Elon Musk lying about something. It just blew my mind. It's become a sewer. Anyhow, get active.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We have to save us, is the message. Stick around. Hey, it's here. The CDC just upgraded this year's flu season to high severity. It's expected to be the worst flu season in 15 years. The odds are you or a loved one will get sick and your doctor can't see you, and waiting hours in a crowded urgent care can be brutal. This year's severe flu season is why doctors urge every family to order a medical emergency kit. This isn't a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care and pharmacy right in your home. It includes essential prescriptions like generic Z-Pak to get well faster, plus antibiotics for pneumonia, strep throat, ear and sinus infections, even prescriptions for nausea and UTIs. Just match your symptoms to the prescription in your guidebook or call their telemedicine docs who are standing by. Take your meds early and feel better faster. Order your kit online now before you need it. And your kit is shipped to your door. It just takes minutes and you'll save $45. Visit urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and then use the promo code Tom. urgentcarekit.com/Tom, promo code Tom.
This Week in Waukesha, a weekly podcast presentation of WAUK.
Hey, it's Downtown Donnie Brown, and this week in Waukesha, we are acting locally, thinking globally, talking about mayoral election, which has suddenly become a little bit more crowded with the announcement of City Council President Alicia Halbenslaven announcing her candidacy for mayor, challenging Scott Allen.
Find This Week in Waukesha at WAUKradio.com. Go to the website and search This Week in Waukesha from 540 WAUK.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. The Trump Department of Justice announced October 24th it would deploy election monitors at 5 California counties on November 4th. DOJ says it is to ensure transparency and ballot security, but most of the counties are heavily Latino, competitive, or lean liberal, and the Proposition 50 redistricting question is on the ballot. In a statement, U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi said, "We will commit the resources necessary to ensure the American people get the fair, free, and transparent elections they deserve." Proposition 50 would suspend California's Independent Redistricting Commission until 2030, allowing the legislature to gerrymander more Democratic congressional seats, countering five Texas seats gerrymandered at President Trump's request. Kern, Riverside, Fresno, Orange, and Los Angeles counties were targeted, largely blue or toss-up counties. CalMatters reports that Fresno, Kern, and Riverside counties are majority Latino. A poll shows 54% of Latinos support Proposition 50. Governor Gavin Newsom had warned that the Trump administration might deploy ICE agents at the polls, a charge the administration denies. Quoted in CalMatters, Christian Arana of the Latino Community Foundation said, "These are citizens of this country, and if they are concerned about immigration or any type of federal presence at in-person voting sites, that is alarming." We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. I got to tell you about Quince's clothing. I love these things. Quince has the kind of fall staples you're actually going to want to wear over and over and over. You know, like 100% Mongolian cashmere. From just $60. Classic fit denim, real leather, wool outerwear that looks sharp and holds up. By partnering directly with ethical factories and top artisans, Quince cuts out the middlemen to deliver premium quality at half the cost of similar brands. I have several sweaters from Quince. And a sweater vest. I love them. They're affordable, they're fashionable, they're part of my go-to wardrobe, and they hold up super well. Quince has really become a go-to across the board. Louise has been checking out their bedding and travel accessories. Layer up this fall with pieces that feel as good as they look. Go to quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's quince.com/T-H-O-M. quince.com/Tom. Free shipping, 365-day returns at quince.com/Tom.
Stronger than we think. We were told the vote was sacred, that the truth would never sink. But the billionaires are smiling while they're pouring out the ink. They're buying up the judges, and the headlines start to shrink. Tell me now, my friend, is the assault on democracy stronger than we think? It's a quiet kind of thunder, rolling right beyond the brink. Not a war with guns or soldiers, but with money, laws, and ink. Shouting in the streets, turning freedom into slogans till it crumbles at their feet. And the line between the people and the power starts to shrink. Tell me true, my the assault on democracy stronger than we think. The flag still waves above us.
I think in some ways it is, and in some ways it's not. And all is not lost yet. We still have to keep fighting back. Meanwhile, Donald Trump and his administration. Well, let me just start with Bernie, okay? This is Bernie just nails this. He tweets this thing out yesterday. He says, under Trump's big, beautiful bill, Google got an $18 billion tax break. Amazon got a $16 billion tax break. Microsoft got a $12 billion tax break. Facebook got an $11 billion tax break. And now they're writing checks to Trump for his $300 million, that's $0.3 billion, $300 million ballroom. Gee, Bernie writes, I wonder why. This is that corruption that, you know, I wrote about yesterday. I'll be talking about more in the second hour. But this is the destruction of America, basically, right in front of us, turning us into a tin pot, third-rate, third-world dictatorship, where all hail Donald Trump. Everybody has to bow down. We're down over, Raw Story's got a piece today about how if you're a federal employee, you get an annual review. Well, in your annual review now, you've got to write a little thing about what you've done, and you have to talk about how wonderful Donald Trump is. And if you don't, you won't have your job for another year. I mean, this is like straight out of North Korea. Meanwhile, in Vermont, Phil Scott, who I think is a Republican, I could be wrong, but anyhow, the Vermont governor, Phil Scott, says he's thinking about suing the Trump administration over SNAP benefits, you know, food stamps. Why? Because the U.S. Department of Agriculture, which pays out food stamps, has a $5 billion contingency fund. And the Trump administration is saying, "Nah, we're not gonna use that $5 billion." They could easily, you know, the SNAP benefits are supposed to run out this weekend. They could easily continue these things. $5 billion would last a while. It's not like the $130 million that Timothy Mellon gave Trump to pay the troops. You know, $100 per soldier. No, it's not. This is, you know, $5 billion is real money. And the governor of Vermont, Governor Scott, says 63,000 Vermonters are on food stamps, and you're going to screw them. And the USDA is saying, well, we can only use those funds for emergencies. Well, isn't not being able to write a check an emergency? Isn't Congress refusing to you know, the Republicans refusing to fund these programs an emergency? And of course, why are they doing that? Well, because of these catastrophic increases in health insurance. I'll tell you about that and about the maple syrup divorce between America and Canada on the other side of the break, and I'll pick up your calls. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be back with you in just a few minutes. With us today is co-founder of Native Path Collagen, Dr. Chad Walding. So glad to have you with us. Tell us about your company.
Well, Native Path, we're a company that is really all about aligning human health with the way it's designed to eat, move, and live. You know, we look at the past 100 years and we see a consistent rise in disease, specifically metabolic disease. That rise has been happening despite all our advances in technology and medicine. We really recognize and appreciate the timeless principles that are really appropriate for humans and human health. And what we do as a company is we educate people on nutrition and movement and lifestyle, and we help provide supplements to help fill in the gaps of the vitamins, the nutrients, the minerals that are missing in the modern diet.
And you do this with Native Path Collagen. What exactly is collagen?
Collagen is our hero product. That's the first product we came out with. And collagen is the most abundant protein in the body, right? It's what makes up the structure of your body, your tendons, your ligaments, the things that you look at, like your hair, your skin, your nails. It even makes up your bones and your gut lining. So it's extremely important to have collagen. And it's something that our ancestors would get plenty of with the way they ate, because they would eat nose to tail. They would take the bones of an animal. They would put it in a big pot with hot water and make broth. And that's how they would get collagen. But we're not getting near enough in our modern diet, because we're so bombarded with carbohydrates and fat, and not near enough quality protein, certainly not enough collagen. And collagen is something we produce on our own, but around the age of 20, that starts to decline. Around 50, it really starts to decline. When we're deficient in collagen, it accelerates the aging process, the weakening of the structure of our body. So it becomes really important to start supplementing with it as we get older. Consuming quality protein, specifically in the form of collagen, is one of the easiest things you can do that makes the most difference in your health.
It's remarkable stuff. Dr. Chad Walding, thank you so much for dropping by today.
Awesome, Tom. Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today at getnativepath.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, more data centers want to move to Wisconsin and more Wisconsinites are concerned. We talk to Clean Wisconsin. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A new food drive is underway in Milwaukee to support people impacted by the halt in food share benefits that could start Saturday. Led by the city, county, Milwaukee Public Schools, the Bucks, faith communities, and partners, the drive is meant to gather donations for local food pantries. They're trying to stock the shelves at Nourish MKE and Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin. Food and funds can be dropped off at many city, county, school, police, and library locations, as well as churches in the area. Leaders including Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson and Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley are urging people to pitch in and to make sure no family goes hungry. A statement says the drive will continue as long as it takes to support families in need. Students at MSOE have been protesting the continued presence of ICE in a campus building, which the school had planned to use for academic purposes. The lease was set to expire in April, but was extended indefinitely by the federal government. It's all causing fear and frustration among students, especially those from other countries. After a deadly fire in May at Milwaukee's Highland Court Apartments, state lawmakers are pushing new bills to improve fire safety. The proposed laws would require audits of sprinkler systems, create grants to help pay for sprinklers, and let local governments enforce stronger fire rules. Milwaukee Fire Chief Aaron Lipsky says making housing safe has to come first, even if it costs more. That fire in Milwaukee killed five people and sparked the urgent call for changes. Sunday will be the last day to visit the Small Mammals Building at the Milwaukee County Zoo. The zoo is closing one of their original buildings after deciding it no longer meets modern standards for animal care. Animals like the two-toed sloth and cotton-top tamarin are being relocated to other zoos. The zoo executive director says the closure allows the animals to thrive in habitats better suited to their needs. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at waukradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
This report on WAUK is sponsored by Pickleball Kingdom, just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road, Menominee Falls. Pickleball Kingdom.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of clouds and sunshine on your Tuesday afternoon. Breezy east winds, highs topping out of the upper 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy skies developing and that breeze stays up with lows of the upper 40s. Mostly sunny, breezy, mid-50s Wednesday. Right now, it's 51.
Looking for something new to do? Pickleball Kingdom is the place to be. With 17 top-tier indoor courts, a pro shop, event space, locker rooms with showers, it's more than just pickleball. Unwind at the fully stocked bar, catch a game on one of the big screen TVs, or just hang around and enjoy the space.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Donald Driver. This is the place to play.
Just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road. Follow Pickleball Kingdom Menominee Falls on Instagram and Facebook.
And good morning, Milwaukee. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. A little bit of breaking news. You might be waking up to a power outage.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk.
Pete Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome director of Now More Yes, Max Hay. Then Madison-based film critic Rob Thomas and I talk new movies. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Did you know? know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
He woke up raging, thumb on the phone, blaming Ontario in a furious tone.
Says Reagan loved tariffs.
Spoiler.
He didn't.
Now trade talks are dead, cause Trump got offended.
Oh, say, can you see? A trade war with a tree.
Carney's come. Trump's in all caps, you'll see.
Violet's a maple syrup meltdown, dripping down the feed. Carney's calm and steady, Trump's fueled by greed. Tariffs on pancakes, chaos in play.
He's fighting Canada on a Friday.
McGahy, Ronald Reagan here, please let me rest. Free trade was kinda what I thought was best.
Fake ghost.
Deep state ghost.
Have some toast.
Reagan's rolling in his grave, trade deals he tried to say.
Fake farmers cry, prices climb, steel town stuck in overtime. All for a tweet.
All for a show.
While the markets tremble below.
Trump's trade war shipping gear. Carney smiles polite and clear. We've got maple syrup and receipts right here.
It's a maple syrup meltdown, chaos and cheer. Another Trump tantrum, same old year. Canada's gonna pay for the pancakes.
We already did, sir. With kindness.
Yes, another trade. Trump tantrum.
Not tirades.
Yeah, who's going to pay for the pancakes now? Canada is set. By the way, I think the thing is really setting Donald Trump off. In addition to the Doug Ford's ad, you know, citing Ronald Reagan, there's another one, the Save America movement, which Steve Schmidt and Reverend Barber are partners in, has another video out. Maybe I'll share it with you tomorrow. Of Reagan speaking about the importance of immigration and how when we close our borders to immigrants, we will die as a nation. And it's this beautiful Reagan speech with video of ICE just beating people, you know. But Canada is the rumor. Jean Bundell, who I quote frequently on this show, the Canadian opinion writer, shall we say, DeanBlundell.substack.com, is writing, rumors are swirling that the government of Canada is set to officially condemn the Trump regime as an enemy of the American people and democracy due to the extreme human rights abuses being carried out by Trump. Prime Minister Mark Carney may bring this up, and he's got a bunch of different points. Number one, the suspension of U.S. refugee admission program, which has stranded families and interpreters, people who had already cleared vetting pipelines. Number two, asylum access gutted by emergency orders, fast-track expulsions from the borders, troop deployments, aggressive policing. Number three, deportations to third countries in violation of, you know, basic human rights. Number four, prolonged detention and pressure to sign voluntary returns out of the country without meaningful access to counsel. Number five, deaths in custody, inadequate medical care, including for pregnant women, warehousing of children with limited access to parents or legal support. Number six, dedicated immigration sites overflowing, and they are sending people to the Bureau of Prisons. These are people who have not committed an actual crime. Being here without documentation is a misdemeanor. It's not a felony. Sweeping interior raids, birthright citizenship targeted by executive order, domestic dissent labeled a security threat. USAID and related programs killed, basically. And Blundell says, you know, expect a war of words. This is going to get wild. Meanwhile, Republicans are scrambling to shift blame away from Donald Trump for the SNAP benefits, the food stamp benefits expiring on Saturday. They're saying if you go to the website, the food stamp website, it literally says, and by the way, this is a violation of the Hatch Act. This is a crime that the Trump administration is committing. Whoever is running the U.S. Department of Agriculture right now is is guilty of a crime, a violation of the Hatch Act, by posting on their website, quote, Senate Democrats have now voted 12 times to not fund the food stamp program, which is not true. Not true. Senate Democrats are perfectly willing to fund the food stamp program as long as Donald Trump and the Republicans will fund Medicaid, you know, basically the Affordable Care Act subsidies. But in addition to that, Republicans don't need a single Democratic vote to pass a budget through the Senate. All they need to do is suspend the filibuster, and they can do that with 51 votes. They've got those 51 votes. Republicans can end this shutdown right now. Obviously, they are not doing it. Why? Because obviously they don't want to do it. They like the shutdown. They think it's working to their advantage. The website, the food stamp website, goes on, is the Agriculture Department. The well has run dry. We are approaching an inflection point for Senate Democrats. See, just mentioning Democrats, that's a violation of the Hatch Act. They can continue to hold out for health care for illegal aliens and gender mutilation procedures, which, again, another lie. Illegal immigrants don't get health care. And really, I didn't realize the Republicans were so upset about circumcision, but apparently they are. Or reopen the government so mothers, babies, and the most vulnerable among us can receive critical nutrition assistance. This Republican rhetoric, they note, is coming directly from Speaker Mike Johnson. And of course, the other one is the Affordable Care Act exchanges. Now, this is interesting. The Democrats had been betting that there's this thing called the early market. There's actually a word for it. It's the early window shopping. It's the week before open enrollment, right? We are right now in the week before open enrollment. Open enrollment, for the new Affordable Care Act plan starts on November 1st. And this week before is when the government publishes the new prices. And they're refusing to do it. The Trump administration is refusing to publish what you're going to pay for your health care. Now, the Democrats have been betting that when these numbers got published, all of America would go, holy cow, are you kidding? Look at that. This is my insurance. Look at what it's going to. But nobody's doing that right now because nobody has access to the numbers because the Trump administration is refusing to publish them. This is, about a little more than half of the Democrats in the Senate wrote a letter to Mehmet Oz, Dr. Oz, who's the head of Medicare and Medicaid services, which oversees the Affordable Care Act, and said, you have failed to open early window shopping, which means millions of Americans who buy their own insurance on healthcare.gov are unaware of the catastrophic premium hikes barreling towards them. The 24 million American people who buy insurance on the ACA marketplace need as much time and information as possible to understand and prepare for these significant premium increases. Millions of Americans still have not received any information from their insurance plan or from CMS about the biggest premium hike in history. If you can't baffle them with BS, hide the facts. I guess that's the new Trump strategy. So what's on your mind today? Susan in Caldwell, Idaho. Hey, Susan, what's up?
Hey, kind of on your theme today. I was looking at the Telegraph out of London newspaper's podcast called Defense and Foreign Affairs, and they were discussing, it was 10/21 is the date of this particular episode, discussing the rare earth metals embargo from China. Mm-hmm. This is not new. China's been doing this for decades. And what was really interesting to me were the comments from readers. The readers of the Telegraph are as left-wing as Mark Carney is. They are not. They were so much divided between America's getting what it deserves for bullying the rest of us, and the rest of it was, well, these capitalists have been, cheapening everything so that we can't do anything, for ourselves anymore. And why should we, and my conclusion from all this is, why should we shed blood for these people who have set this up for failure? Do you know there's 1,000 pounds of rare earth minerals in one F-35?
Wow. No, I didn't.
I mean, and it just goes on from there. You can't run a nuclear submarine without these things to run the, I guess, the super magnets in those
propulsion systems. Yeah. And, you know, China just says, okay, you know, try and defy us. You won't make another F-35.
Right.
Right. Why should we shed blood for these idiots who let this happen over decades? And it's not just the rare earth minerals, which, by the way, are the bottom row of your periodic table. If you want to know their names, look at a periodic table. It's that bottom row in the main table. What about all the other minerals? I'm sitting in a state that sits on every kind of mineral. Mm. We had a cobalt mine ready to open 2 years ago. China played with the commodity price of cobalt. And the mine, which had already hired hundreds, like 600 miners, to go to work the next week, it never opened. Mm. Not a peep out of Washington to defend this mineral, which apparently we need for our Teslas. Yeah. And other electric vehicles.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Why would I defend these people? Just saying. I would defend my homeland and my border, but I'm not going anywhere for any of these people.
Yeah, I get it. I totally get it. And it is a shocking lack of foresight over several administrations, by the way, of both parties. Susan, thank you. Thanks. Thanks a lot. Although, you know, Ezra Klein would argue that it's because California has regulations to make it hard to open a mine. I don't know. I really don't. 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. This is Tom Hartman Program, the place where despair is not an option. If you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Hey, let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring and give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, or text TOM to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com, use the code TOM, or text TOM to 511-511 and save over 24% with the Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Businesses across the state counting on $1.5 billion in federal funding are finding out it's not coming. The money had been approved to help pay for energy-saving projects, solar and wind development, technology innovation, and more. The Department of Energy is now reportedly canceling those awards. One group that is getting a boost in federal funding, AI data center developers. The new federal budget lets tech companies claim more upfront tax breaks on data center equipment, facilities, and production lines, and it appears to be working. Microsoft recently announced what it calls the world's most powerful AI data center planned for Mount Pleasant, but environmental groups warn unfettered AI development could cause lasting harm to our natural resources. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation just announced the official start date for one of its biggest ever construction projects, the I-94 East-West Project, which will reconstruct and widen a 3.5-mile stretch of interstate highway in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. This is a massive project with an estimated cost of more than $1.7 billion. And with this official start date announced also came estimates for how long this will take. Construction is expected to last until 2030. At the recombobulation area, this project is something we've covered extensively, including with an award-winning four-part series called Expanding the Divide. It might be worth revisiting that series and considering how unnecessary and expensive an extra lane is and how in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to be dealing with construction and delays for the next 8 years in order to shave a few minutes off suburban commute times while the city streets and city problems go ignored once again.
Find all of Dan's work at the recombobulation area.
3030.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, what if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, and even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for. You could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's get, G-E-T, nativepath, P-A-T-H, .com/H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, Hartman with two N's. Special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping, and the top five collagen warnings at getnativepath.com/Hartman. And here's our Halloween song.
Vanished in the smoke. There's a chill in the ballot box tonight. A whisper in red and blue light. She's drifting through alleys and lights with justice glow.
Are haunted by the goddess of democracy as we head into this Halloween week. Back to your calls here, Alfredo in Mountain View, California. Hey, Alfredo, what's up?
Hey, I'm glad you're back, Tom. I was freaking out yesterday.
We were too.
Went up here.
We were too. We couldn't figure it out. You know, we called Comcast and they're like, oh, we see, you know, we've got internet for you. And we're like, we can't connect to it. And it was just wild. Anyway.
Well, I'm glad you're back. Anyway, The so-called billionaires. We should be calling that's welfare for billionaires. What we have there right now. Every time they call us socialists, that is socialism. Welfare for billionaires. But
yep.
Anyway, the purpose of my call is MSNBC had Mark Elias as a guest there, the attorney who is fighting for democracy there. And he was making the point that blue states need to get 30 seats from the House in all seven blue states in order to capture the House on the elections.
You mean by gerrymandering?
With that. Correct, yeah, by mm-hmm. gerrymandering. And I happen to agree with that assessment because mm-hmm. he says we need to go all the way and grab as many seats as we can because if we mm-hmm. don't, the game is over.
Yep.
And I want to get your thoughts on that. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I think he's right. On the one hand, I think he's right. On the other hand, the Republicans, and there's not a lot of people saying this, so I'm saying this without great certainty, but it seems logical to me. The way that the Republicans are getting rid of some of the Democratic seats is by moving those Democratic voters into districts that are more solidly red, you know, that are more heavily Republican. Well,
yeah.
In a wave election, that might actually work against them. It might cause, particularly in Texas, it might cause some of those Republicans who are in districts that were, you know, say, 12-point Republican districts, which have now been shrunk down to 7 or 8-point Republican districts because mm-hmm. Democratic voters have been moved into them as they're cracking, you know, the Democratic districts. In a wave election that can push, you know, 10 points as a wave over, it might make some of those Republican districts more vulnerable than they were before. And, you know,
I happen to, yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead. No, I agree with you with that assessment. I think what they're underestimating is the fact that many Republicans now are not going to vote for Trump.
Yeah.
Which is why they're resorting
or
to rigging the elections.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah, his numbers are on the 20s now, I think.
Well, it depends on the poll. Actually, his numbers aren't that different than where they were in his first year, which is a little scary because he made it through 4 years. They're slightly lower, but mostly in most measurements are in the 30s. And he still has 91% approval among Republicans, and that's the only thing he's looking at.
Yeah.
It's just that the number of people who identify as Republicans is shrinking.
Yes, yes, that's true. I think the last poll I saw was 27% approval, I think.
Yeah. Well, I didn't see that one. The last I saw was 34% approval on the economy, 41% approval overall. I think that was, you know, Nate Silver's kind of polls.
I'm looking at a Free Speech TV poll, and it says he dropped from 44% to 27% approval.
Whoa. Okay.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you so much, Tom.
Yeah, good talking to you, Alfredo. Thanks a lot for the call. I'm very concerned. I'm very worried. I'm, you know, we have to redouble our activities. And at the same time, I really think 250 years of a functioning democracy, I realize it's never been even close to perfect, but 250 years of democracy is a hell of a lot more important than the, 5 years of democracy that Putin had before he took over Russia or the 12 years that Orban had. I think we're going to be good.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
What's going on with Earl Ingram?
The No Kings rallies across this nation, they reminded me of, it was an organization called the Tea Party. Senior citizens were a part of the Tea Party. And there are a lot of senior citizens involved in the No Kings rallies.
Listen to the Civic Media exclusive podcast, What's Going On with Earl Ingram. Find the podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Aho, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
We're a Civic Media station.
540 WAUK, Jackson, Milwaukee.
CBS News Brief. Category 5 Hurricane Melissa is churning toward Jamaica.
Winds now 185 miles per hour. Overnight it was sitting at 175. We have gusts way over 200 miles per hour.
CBS Philadelphia meteorologist Andrew Kozak, at least 7 deaths in the Caribbean, including 3 in Jamaica, are blamed on the big storm. U.S. military says it hit 4 alleged drug boats in the Pacific, killing 14 people, leaving 1 survivor. CBS's Charlie Daggett.
Secretary Hegseth said that this is going to be a daily occurrence. We have to point out where these strikes took place. He said 3 strikes, 4 vessels. 2 of them were hit with 1 strike.
Amazon said today it will cut about 14,000 corporate jobs as the company wraps up spending on artificial intelligence. Day 28 of the federal government shutdown, people at airports feeling it again with more than 1,000 flight delays. Air traffic controllers are working without pay. CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Kathan.
This